Tate Hare Master, Hey Keshwin Toshin Pay Base, Rabbi Zahal.
We know from the Mishnah Avos, Avraham Avinu was given ten tests. And one of them is Lech Lecha, told to go away from his homeland and go to an unknown, the land I will show you. So Rashi says, Lech Lecha lehana'oscha, for your benefit, ulutavoscha, and for your good. So there's an obvious question here. If he's being told it's for your benefit and for your good, what's the big nisayon? Anyone would go. They're being promised all sorts of wonderful things. That's the question. Right. So, Rechaim HaKadosh says, answers, he says, Avadi was promised, but when he went, he only went b'kavona to be mekayim the Rosh Hashem. He didn't have in mind these good things he's being promised. In Medaki from the Psukim, Vayelech Avram Kashadibel of Hashem, just him told him, yeah? And the master just went poshut, like he was told to go, without any ulterior motive. Yeah, I mean, that was the chesed. Why was he? Oh, he went without not thinking about that. But then I'm saying a different explanation. To say the cash is not really a cash. What was the cash? Why don't you say what's the big test? A test meant to be difficult. It's not difficult. It's been promised all sorts of good things. Right. So I'll give you an answer, but I'll start with a moshul slightly. With the moshul is a bit more exaggerated than the answer. It brings out the point. Someone is having difficulty with his panosa. He tries one thing, he tries another thing, it's garnished. Someone advises him, I advise you, go somewhere else. So where should you go to? So he advises him, go to, whatever, somewhere in Los Angeles, a very wealthy place, what we call Silicon Valley, all these high-tech companies, and everyone's earning a lot of money there, and there's a good standard of living, and everyone's got employment there, and I'll help you to settle down there. You go there. It's not working out here. You go there. You've got a good chance to be very successful. Sounds good? So if he's promised all these good things, he goes there, and he's told you're going to this place, or it's a very wealthy place, and the average income is very high, and everyone's got good work there, everybody says, can I give it a try? Right. He might be tempted to go. Now, a different example. Someone says to someone, you're not doing very well in Panossa. Your business is not working. I advise you to move. Where should I move to? Move to Bangladesh. A village in Bangladesh, where there's 50% unemployment and people are working, making textiles for $10 a day, and give it a try there. So I say, she's going to go there. I might as well stay here. Right. So the first one was, he's offering to go somewhere where there's a good chance of being successful. Maybe you want to go there. The other example doesn't make any sense. You're promising me things, but I'll be my seicha, I should stay where I am. Right. Now comes the nimshal. The kasha was, Avraham Avinu was told, what's the big nisayon? Lech lecha tivoscha. The answer is that Rashi had derech geremes to be memayet pirivirivya. Al pi cheshbon, going on this place where you have less children and less money and less reputation. So that's the answer to the kasha. It doesn't make sense. Bishloim, if I've got to swell, go somewhere. You've got a good chance of building up your panosa, building up your family. You might say, what's the big nisayon? I'm going because it makes sense to go. It's not a chance. Over here, it was a bit self-contradictory. The Bereshit promises him to go, but you know, I'm telling you to go. So I'm telling you to go on a journey which, al pi seichel, you will have less money, and you're less likely to have children, and you'll lose your reputation. But I'm telling you, I'm the Rebbe Shem, saying, don't worry, it'll be alright. So Valvina might be tempted to say, I might as well stay here. Oh, that's the answer. It was an oscha to oscha, man. It was being promised good things. But it wasn't al pi seichel. It didn't necessarily add up in seichel that you want to go. That's the answer. Like you've been promised, like I said, like Moshe, go to a place where there's higher employment and very, very cheap labour, and I promise you become wealthy. Why should you listen? You could only listen because you had bitachon nevoah. It does say the yisad, but these are all the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. It's all in your bitachon. So we want to discuss a little the middle of bitachon that we learn from Avraham Avinu. And we're basing myself on the Chovos Avovos. Is the Chovos Avovos says, interesting, that all these 10 nisyonos, it wasn't just what Avraham Avinu did. It was the fact that he did not question even his mind. Why is this happening? In Medayat the Pesukim, which we say every day, after who Hashem or Elohim, Hashem Bechate Ba'avram, Vatzeisim Elkastim, Samtash Me'avram, Vatzosas Levovoi, Levovoi Ne'mon Lefonecha. So the Chavis Levovois, if Avram Vina didn't need to just go through the motions, there were 10 tests, yeah? Go to Mitzrayim, leave Mitzrayim, send away all the Nisyonos, send away Yishmael, do that. It wasn't a question of going through the actions. The question was, will it be Mahara Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Avraham Avinu was for a moment of thought, why is this, it's not fair this, why is it happening, he would have failed the test. Avraham Avinu's mind was, Matzos es levovoi, ne'mon lefanech. His heart was faithful. The heart is the mocha with machshava. Meaning not only he did what Hashem wanted, but he was with a leiv ne'mon, 100% trust in the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and never for a moment did he question Hashem's will, and he never thought, why, this is not fair, why is this happening to me? Complete implicit trust in Hashem. Midas habitochem. Is that as I'm loving? That's why Taki passed the test. Meila, that's the lechlecha. Avadi was told on Oscha to Oscha. But you might have thought for a second, wait a minute, you tell me to go there, less panosa, more panosa. So on balance, might as well just stay here. And he might, and I think Moshe Feinstein said this way, he might have said, well, you, Avraham Avinu, because he's such a mammon in the Ribbono Shel'Olam, could say, well, Ribbono Shel'Olam, give me a panos here as well. Okay, you're the greatest Ribbono Shel'Olam, Hazon and Mefarnes. You give panos. So why don't give me panos here? Why definitely go there? And he's not sending him to a place where he's like it at panosa. He's making a whole ganser against the immigrant to Yotzes. Go on a journey. I'll be sorry you have less panosa, but I promise you have more panosa. So it's all a bit. It needed bitachon, and that was the midas of bitachon. That was the 10 nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, which he patterned. All the nisyonos were to test his midas of bitachon when things happened that didn't seem to be contradictory. Things happened. Go to Mitzrayim, go away from Mitzrayim. You have a son, offer up your son. His wife gets taken away. All unusual things that you might question Hashem's Anhaga. And that was the main. That was the main inyan of these 10 nisyonos, to bring out his midah of trust in Hashem when things happened that didn't seem to fit him. When I was in Geis Yeshiva, Rabbi Gurvish and Avrocha gave a psicha, it was like a beginning of a cheshvan. Pashas Lech Lecha gave the introduction to the Winter's Man, so he said of art, and it's been actually printed in the Sefer. He said of art, why is it the Orkastim is not hardly mentioned in the Torah? The Nisayon being thrown in the fire, it just all cast in very, very just two words. And the Akedah, Lechacha, is much more riches, yeah? Remember me saying Yiddish with Yiddish, Ukashtim, the term machin kimperaz from the Ukashtim. That was always in Havara. Ukashtim, the term machin, the term machin, the term machin, the Ukashtim. Yeah, no, hardly mentioned. And Akedah, Lechacha, much more riches. So the answer is, he said, what? To jump in the fire, for what you believe in, just that's easy. That wasn't the kind of clash on that. The idea of the Nisyonos is doing things that contradict what is happening, yeah? Go away, Lech Lecha, go away, you have more Pelot, you have more Pelot, you will have Panosa. Go to Mitzrayim, now have to leave Mitzrayim. All things that didn't seem to, Shrezach, his wife's taken away, all, drive away your own son. Things that Medech HaTel are difficult to do. And very often the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu is some shit's even burying sorrows in Nisyonos. I've just been promised the land, I've just had the Akedah, and now I can't find a burial plot for my wife. He has to spend an exorbitant sum of money. Avraham Avinu, who's been promised the whole of Eretz Yisrael, has to spend a vast sum of money to buy a kavura for his wife. So these are incidents that could have, these little things that happened that could have annoyed him, could have got him frustrated. What's going on? Why? It doesn't seem to be right. Hashem's not being fair to me. So when he could, those incidents that happened in his life where he might have questioned the Anhog of Hashem and he might have lost his implicit trust, that was in his showiness. Ma Sheinkin or cast him, ich bin a man in Hashem, I'm prepared to jump in the fire for my emunah. That's a different. I've had it since it's never. It's not the same Madriga. That's Royal Casting. Now, Cade is more no casting. Well, casting, I've had it, it's a big thing, but it's not the same. It's not the same as the other ones, yeah? Because there he went. The Ocasting, he was going with his Emunah. He was going, I believe in Hashem. You say no, I'm jumping in the fire. Choshtam not Kiddush Hashem. That was. But the other things were not like that. To do things. And you might say, but in Gedreta Kop. Guy do, here, and leave Mitzrayim, and he comes there, and his wife's taken away, has to leave. Hashem just came to Mitzrayim, there's a famine, has to leave. So all these things, were all the things that were testing his bitachon. Yeah? So this is what we have to learn from Avraham Avinu, and the Mefarsh Mishnah, I say, Ason Nis Yoinis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. He's called Avinu, he's our father, because we're supposed to be his children, we're supposed to inherit it from him. We have them, we have to make sure. Bring it out. The Midas HaMitochen has been implanted to us from Avraham Avinu. These 10 Nisyonos, all these troubles and trials and tribulations which he had, which his life was all, to put it very colloquial, his life a bit messed up, imagine. Would you need to make a machine? Put it quickly. Keep backwards, forward. Alleminate difficulties. Avraham Avinu, the great sir. The one who was the one who was mechadish emunah b'Hashem. So he was a mechayud. He might have thought, well, I was mefarsim shem shemayim in the world. Yeah, the whole world said about the Zora. Avraham Avinu it was Avraham Avinu V. Who was he? The answer about. Ha'ivri Avraham Avinu b'tzad echad. The whole world, it was him against the whole world. He made a whole muhammad to publicize. What's called this monotheism? So the ain't the bones from man is not. And against the Muhammad, he was mafasim shem shemayim. So he might have been tempted to think, ich bin doch der, I was the one who's mafasim Hashem's name in the world. So Hashem should have an easier life. And the vile one difficulty after the next. Everything was difficult and difficult trials and tribulations and sorrows. The idea was to bring guys a munna, matzosas levavoi, neman, don't ask any questions, thus will the bones them. Is that is the middah, we are either inherited, not that, is we don't have a Yom Hashem, we don't have direct messages from the bones shalom, but the things that happen in our lives, the way things work out, thus is the bones is making it happen. Is every person has in his life all sorts of things happen, not the way he would have planned, not the way he would have wished. That's every single person. Every single person has in his life things that happen differently to the way he would have perhaps wanted, not the ideal, and the what he his plans get yeah. But it worked out differently the way he wanted. The mailer, yes, machazit, dos will have shem midisabatochin, yeah? So you should never get the frustration. So the Chavos Havovah says, if someone's a Baal B'tochen, one of the many milers of Baal B'tochen is Menuchas HaNefesh. He's never always calm. Mele never gets written down two words here. Frustrated and exasperated. Good words to use. Frustration and exasperation. Two English, what they mean means, that's how people feel. And the Emes, those type of feelings have got no mockum for Echid. I'm saying, why should I tell other people more than myself? Is it never destroyed that? Frustrate, exasperate. This will be burning inside him. To remain cool and calm, yeah? Just take a little vehicle, but I'm looking to remind myself now. People have all these devices, yeah? These phones, man, they always haven't got anything. Down to the lady, they're busy with the phone, with Davin, they can't get away from it, yeah? Still has amateurs. Kids, their life's a whole. So I once saw someone on these phones. He's busy, his phone. So I said to him, I haven't got a phone. I thought, I haven't got one. So I said to him, you should be jealous of me, I said to him. I'm not jealous of you. Why should I be jealous of you? You've got a phone, very nice, you've got all this contact with the outside world, but your life's such a stay, you can't damn McKenzie, damn McKenzie, learn and. We're not on grace. We're not on high madriga. Of the bit of avoid Hashem that we do, the time we daven, the time we learn, avoid Hashem should be focused. If you haven't got a phone, it's easy. You can remain focused. So I said to him, you've got a phone. You're gavaldig. You think you're gavaldig. You got all contact. But I haven't got a phone. But I've got something you haven't got. I've got Meluchas HaNefesh. Well, come. So one people that said yes, one of the people that said, I know all about it. I've been on a website, meluchasnefesh.com. Come on. Kids, are they not going to be a website from Luchasnefesh, a company in Luchasnefesh, the mob technology starts in Luchasnefesh, yeah? And even someone who has the privilege and the great schus not to have technology with him the whole time, also has to work in his Luchasnefesh. Mine won't be disturbed, I haven't got a phone. My Meluchas HaNefesh will be the other thing. Stop, things happen in your life. You miss the train, you miss the bus, it does, and you go somewhere again, you make an appointment, everything's wrong, you know, all these disappointments, all these frustrating things. So that tacker, after you've got rid of your mobile phone, and that's not disturbing you, you have to work on your Midas HaBitochen. Bitochen. Absolute trust and faith in Hashem, the way the Ribbono Shel makes it work out, that's the way it's supposed to be. Memela, first of all, as I'm quoting now, that is the mitzvah, and that will make a person have a gewaltiger Meluchas HaNefesh. He's calm, he's clear, never gets worked up by anything. Midas HaBitochen, Bitochen is the poil of mice of Amunah. Amunah means faith in Hashem. That's a bit more theoretical. How does your emunah play out? The ma'aser midas habitochem. You trust in Ribbono Shel Olam, and everything works that way it's supposed to be. And that we learn from Avinu. Yeah. The other, and the way to work in bitochem, because of what it says, you're supposed to think to yourself, who can you trust in this world? Which person do you trust? So the Chavos of Ovis says, to trust a person, he has to have loads of different qualities. It has to be someone, first of all, someone who, he says to me, someone says to me, I'll look after you, trust me. Someone comes to you, any problems, trust me, I'll look after you. Why should you trust a person? He has to have the following qualities. He has to be somebody who knows me inside out. Somebody who knows precisely what's good for me. Somebody who is absolutely all power, nobody can stop me, otherwise maybe wants to do how he can't help me. If he doesn't know me, no right. If he doesn't know me, doesn't know what's good for me. If he has to be a person who's all powerful, he's not powerful, maybe he wants to help me, but he'll get someone who'll stop him helping me, but he'll have obstacles in his way. So for me to trust a person, as somebody who knows me, he says, whatever, look, I'll look after you, someone says to me, that sounds a bit theoretical, someone says to me, I'll run your life for you. You trust me, I'll do everything for you. So for me to trust that person, it would have to be somebody who knows me inside out, back to front. Somebody who knows 100% what's good for me. Somebody who's 100% capable of doing everything he promises, because otherwise he may not manage to do it. And if he's somebody who's got all those qualities, and he's got a proven track record, he helps people, then I might consider putting my trust in him. Is there such a person in the world? Rhetorical question. Is there such a person in the world who knows every individual person inside out, back to front, who knows every person, what's good for him, and he's all-powerful? So all these qualities, many of us, only Bonish really can help you. Ultimately, Bonish one can help you. So if you reach that level of Betochem, you're calm and collected. Another big te'eles, what's called the te'eles, one te'eles to Betochen is always calm and ruig, Meluchas HaNefesh, never frustrated, and never get offended. Someone gives an insult. I was meant to get that insult, yeah? Someone gives me bizyonis barabim. Someone puts me to shame in public. I've had that. He'll get punished for doing it, but I was meant to get it. Most wanted me to have that. Have that bizarre, yeah? The other manner is that you'll be able to, your hishtadlus in Gashmius will never encroach on your avodas Hashem. If someone's lacking in Betochem, panos hishtadlus, you'll have to work, you work harder and harder, you might end up, no time to learn, no time to be creative in the Torah, no time down with the minyan, I'm busy making panosa. Panos hishtadlus, grace a mitzvah. The big mitzvah of Zeh Sapecha Tuch Alechem, yeah? It's actually given as a klolib anyway, it's a gusha mitzvah. Mele, the ifsung of b'tochem, because he knows the emuna shleima, the Rebbein Shem's giving my panosa, and my shtadlis is just, I've got a chiv shtadlis, so we'd never ever have a minna of doing a shtadlis panosa at the expense of avodas Hashem. The Mele, he'd be able to learn Torah. Chavos Chaim brings the Nisoyan very often in the person who's got a kaved with Torah. At the time when he's learning, the customer's waiting at the shop. He brings a story. He says, why? So what's going on? He says, punk them. That's Nisoyan. Yeah? He brings Friday, he brings even just punk Shabbos, yeah? It was even this town where people called in the shops and close to Shabbos. In this town, not last 10 years, yeah? You know, there's been Yidin who weren't owned by Nisoyan, close to Shabbos. They were in the shops, they couldn't quite tear themselves away. Like, you know, can you believe it? Pardon? Within living memory, yeah. Because when Nisoyan, you've got to be talking, lacking a bit of a hat, I need to have a muscle now, yeah? I think it was called this, there was something called the Shabbos Observance League. Yeah, I think the.
Shabbos
Yeah, there was. Yeah, so kids, saying, panosa, if you've got to be talking, no problem. The boys, so how can I have panosa go against what the boys wants? If you've got to be talking, mele, your panosa and your shtadlus does not interfere with the voice of Hashem. And there we can understand that the Gemara which says, la'acha mevi asim shana, a person gets asked various questions in the Bezin Shomala. Yeah, so one there's a steer in the Gemara. One of them was, the first question is Torah. Did you learn Torah? Kavato itzim a Torah. There's another Gemara which says, the first question you get asked is, Nosata v'nasata b'emuna. Did you do your business dealings honestly? So it's a bit of a contradiction. What's the first question? Is it about learning Torah or honesty in business? So one of the answers is, it goes together. If you want to be kaveya itim a Torah, you have to have bitochen that this time is for Torah and I will not let my panosa interfere with my limud of Torah. But if you're lacking in bitochen, you say, well, I've got a customer, I have to miss it. The Baruch Shalom gives you panosa, and the Baruch Shalom, who says you learn Torah, gives you, he'll find out, no. He feels he has to give away his Torah. So it goes together. If you're a Sata Ben Munna, if you business things are with honesty, obviously that's also bitochen. Because if you think that you've got to do it yourself, you have to engage in dishonest business practice, you know, I need to have an answer. So you do things that are questionable honesty. Or Ben Munna, the Satan of Satan of Emunah, with Emunah meaning Emunah Hashem gives you Panosa. So may somebody who's got Emunah of Hashem, his business dealings are 100% honest, because since Hashem gives the Panosa, why should he go against the Bunshim and get Panosa? Maybe he'll be able to be Kaveh from a Torah, be able to learn Torah, Tefillah, about Hashem, Ruchs and Nefesh. And then he'll be able to, yeah, the idea is to focus on the Ikka, and not get over engrossed in the gashmis, which is only a toffle. Yeah, given the Moshe Mechos of obviously in about, you know, everyone has to panosa, you have to gashmis, you have to ruchni, which is the ik in life. So he gives a moshel to make the point. Two brothers get Yerusha. Each one got a field, and this field is full of it needs working, full of weeds, and it needs to be fertilized. So as it is now, I mean, in the long term, it's got a potential to grow or harvest. Blah, blah. So the seichelika one says, I've got to start cultivating this field, but in the meantime, I won't need to have panosa. So he goes and gets a job somewhere, whatever, doing something, job, bricklayer, whatever. And when he's got spare time, he comes back to his field. Why? Because the job is only temporary to bring an income. In the longer term, this field brings me my investment. So he builds the field, he fertilizes it, he works it, he plants it, he waters it, and after a few years, the field's growing produce, and he's earning much more than he earned when he was doing a labourer. because he had a long-term view. He realized, I've had a now that feels nothing, but it's worthwhile investing in this field. The long-term, this is my real source of panosa. That's it. And the other brother, the foolish brother, said, this feels nothing, I'll go and work. And when he's got time off work, spare time, he can't be bothered going to his field. Why? Because I don't see immediate results. Go to field, stand, watering and fertilizing. I don't see any results. So he wants to see instant results. People want to have quick, you know. People nowadays, it's a world of instant gratification. Gah! I want to have a lot straight away. So he has his job, he earns his money. And any spare money he's got, he spends it on whatever. Goes to the amusement arcade. He's got a day off, he just takes a day off and battles his time, reads the paper, garnish. So he wastes his time, he wants to have a lot. Oh, but the field is neglected. And the clever one realizes, Avada, now the field is nothing. If I work on this field in the longer term, oh, so to Murdi, this is this. Avada, you got to have panosa. You need to live on a mazer, eating, sleeping, panosa. And it's talking mazer. Oh, but the tachlis is in the olam haba. So in your spare time, you should be working on your avodas Hashem. Mashenk, if you neglect it, what happens if you neglect a posuk in Mishlei? Al sdei ish otzel ovalti, kule ola kamshoinim. Weeds and thistle bush and bramble garnish. If you neglect it, it just goes to rack and ruin. Meir, this is the pshat. So you've got to have a long-term view. What are we here for? What's the avada? What are we here for? And what's our long-term plan? So I wanted to say pshat with this verse above us. I know it says it's pshat. Kol Yisrael, Yeshem Chelma. Everybody's got a chelik and haba. So it's all finished. What's the problem then? We've got a chelik and haba now. So why? What's all the fuss about? We're all guaranteed a chelik and haba. The answer is, it's a chelik of it's not being necessarily been worked on yet. You have a chelik, but you can neglect your chelik. You have a chelik, basic chelik of it needs to be cultivated and fertilized and nurtured and harvested. It's a chelik, you don't neglect it. So if you just say, I've got my chelik and my bar, but you don't see, as we know, with Avodas Hashem, we don't see instant results. Don't have that on the Hayom Lasoysom. And when's the Scha? Mocha. When's Mocha? Yes, Mocha Lachem, long time in the future. When is the Scha straight away? In Olam Hazeh, straight away, you do a job, you get paid. So if you want instant results, then a person gets stinger. Only wants to have an Olam Hazeh. Tavos Olam Hazeh, the material pleasures of this world give instant pleasure. So now we're in a world of instant pleasure, everything here. Press a button, everything straight away. It's another one of the drawbacks of technology. You can't wait for anything, yeah? Press a button, straight, everything's instant. Melee, instant pleasure, instant thing, instant lottery, instant win. Everything you got to win straight away. Everything's straight away. You want to have your winnings and your lottery, win the jackpot straight away. So you want to have straight away, you don't have that by Ruchnius. Ruchnius is a long-term investment for Olam Habah. Melee, a mensch gets verhapt in Allah Tavos Ramazeh, and Chasav Shalom, he can neglect his the chelik where the ikatachas is. Mashenka Baal Seichel understands, I said, oh, think long term, the short term benefit is not always the best. Mamela, he'll be working on his on the avada, the tzolchik gashmi necessary he will do, and the rest of the time, when he's working on his sada, this is the tachlis. And then the owls comes from Mitzavatok and the trusted bonus. If you think that you have to have your own, you're running yourself. If a person never thinks his expression, he's in charge of his own destiny. Those who think they're in charge of their own destiny is their Nebuch. Och and vay, rachmonus. You're in charge of your own. People think not in Mela, they end up losing out, not neglecting their chelik and habot. The Mela, this is the mail of bitochem. Minus about to trust in the Rebbeinu Shloilem, and the chazik and emunah, as panosa comes in the Rebbeinu Shloilem, everything comes in the Rebbeinu Shloilem. The Mela, the ganze leben, the life's got a different tzura, and the focus of life is different, and the ikke is the menuchas and nefesh, and you're able to perform with Hashem with a simcha, with trust, and this else we learn from this being implanted to us from Avraham Avinu, who had all these nisyonos, and he was Ne'eman, Levovei Ne'eman of Nehu, he remained faithful to Ribono Shel Olam, even Machshava. Meila, we should all be zoiche to be able to Mosei Yigiu Maisa and Maisa Voisai to have some connection to the middle of Ram Vinu, the middle of Bitochen. Okay.
romantica e contro la terra.
Amen.